It's that time again. Time for the local talent show. Thanks to Paul for the mix switch, full high voltage job there. He's probably got to go and have a lie down now in a darkened room, hasn't he? After doing that show. Yeah, we're gonna chill it down a little bit now. We've got a couple of bands in. Well, parts of bands or full bands, not sure. Who have we got in this week, Nats?
This week we've got Shamble Street away here at the moment.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hello. Right. Happy to be here.
And who's coming up at about half past?
It's Led Tango.
Led Tango, yes, we know a lot about them. Because we got to congratulate them, haven't we, for the competition the other day. Was it last Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've also got a pair of tickets to give away to an amazing event that's coming up at the City Hall. I've got all the stuff written down in front of me, but as I can't read, I'm not going to give you that information out yet. I'm going to let Nats do that in a bit. So we're going to give away a couple of pairs of tickets to see the Acoustic Angels and Boy and the Dolphin at the City Hall coming up in December. We've got all the bump here. It's going to be an amazing gig. It's a charity fundraiser, but it's going to be a good gig nonetheless. And we're going to have a simple competition. Pretty much the first person that rings in with the right answer will get the tickets. We're going to try and find an amazingly difficult question for you as well on that one. So, guys, welcome to Sheffield Live. This is the first time you've been here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about yourself. Is the band just you two, or do you have other members of the band?
There's two of the members who will be kind of miffed if we say it's just us.
Right. So, if you can tell us the names of each band member and what instruments you play, so people can get a mind image of what you're at.
Do you want us involved in that?
Including yourselves,
well,
yeah.
I'm Tom Skerr, and I sing and I play the acoustic guitar.
Right.
I'm Tom Hardy, lead guitar.
Right, and are all the band called Tom, by the way?
No.
If only. If only, it would be so much easier.
Keeps it simpler, doesn't it?
Then we've then got Sam Booth, who's our bass player and backing vocalist,
yeah.
And Jack Savage, who plays the drums.
Now that's a good name for a drummer, isn't it? Jack Savage.
He looks every part of Savage,
like
as well.
It's like Animal on the Muppets, isn't it? You know what I mean? Just imagining the whole air. I don't know what it is, but I've just got this vision in my mind now. Jack Savage. I want a name like that. Graham. Graham ain't really a rock name, is it? Anyway, I digress. So, how long have you guys been together?
About 2 years. Yeah. Maybe a bit more now.
Yeah. And are you all Sheffield lads, or are you from elsewhere?
I'm from Barnsley. The rest of the guys are from Stocksbridge, Sheffield area.
It's all right. So. We're all the same, aren't we? South Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I mean, I get done for using like a Yorkshire dialect, and I live in Sheffield. And I think I picked most of mine up from working in Barnsley. You know, things like, what do you normally say? Oh, how do? Saying how do to people when you've never met them before, that really winds my daughter up.
A-up, she's, fella.
Yeah, like. A-up as well. Mm. My daughter goes, why can't you just say hello or hi? I go, well, if I've been saying A-up for 57 years, I'm not going to change now, am I?
It gets ingrained in you a bit, doesn't it?
It does. So, what sort of gigs have you been doing so far? Have you been in pubs, that sort of thing, or festivals or what?
We've done a couple of local festivals, M-Fest in Barnsley, and things like that. We've played at the O2 Academy here in Sheffield as well.
Played at Plug as well.
A few times.
The one in Barnsley, was that the... it's not the Bomb Fest, is it?
No.
Have we done Bomb Fest before?
No.
No?
We haven't done Bomb Fest.
No.
We've done things for Bomb Fest before.
Do you do your own material or do you
do
covers? Yeah, get in the Bomb Fest because that is an amazing event at the... Wurzburgh Bridge there. Wurzburgh Bridge.
I was on the staff, me, once.
All right. You might be one of the blokes who let me in when I pretended I was important and I tried to get in free.
Probably. I let anyone in me.
Yeah, no, it was a great event. I couldn't go last year, unfortunately. I was on holiday, but by all accounts, it was one of the best ones because the venue, that's that big field just outside of Wurzburgh Dam.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
I remember seeing them doing it at Lock Park as well a few years
back,
and that was fantastic. Tom Hingley
singing
in the rain, pretty much.
Yeah,
excellent.
I didn't catch that one, but... But the guys who put that on, they, of course, run the South Sea up at Broom Hill now as well.
Oh, do
they? Two of the guys, Dave and Ian.
Oh, right.
Well, there might be other people involved as well, but those are my two contacts up there.
Yeah, Dave.
And so that's another new venue in Sheffield for original musicians. So they'll only have bands or artists that do their own stuff. But that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
great.
Brilliant.
So anyway, so I think without going any further, I think we better have a song, don't you, Nats?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. What are you going to do first for us?
We're going to do a song called The Best Days of My Life.
Have you got an album actually out?
Yeah. Not yet.
It's about to come out. It's early next year.
Fantastic.
Coming soon.
So. Right, we'll go for it, lads.
Okay.
So it's all right, that's better. It was mine was slightly down there, so I had to turn mine down to stop me interfering with snoring or whatever. No, that was really good, that, guys. So is all your stuff that sort of tempo, or do you like to mix it quite a bit?
The older stuff was kind of similar.
Yeah.
It was very sort of upbeat, sort of pop songs. We're sort of starting to move away from that a little bit.
Yeah.
Slowed a bit shorter.
Yeah. Slowly sort of organically changing a little bit and doing some more interesting kind of things and messing around with minor keys even.
Well, I was going to say, you've got to evolve, haven't you? I mean, exactly. Everybody starts off on probably the same three chords.
Yes.
And then builds up from there, you know.
Mm.
But, and of course, the minor keys and stuff can totally change the mood of a song, can't they? It's amazing how that works. Even if you can only do 4 or 5 chords, there's at least one minor key in there or a way of playing it that makes it sound either sad or really happy. I mean, that's obviously a happy sound. Do you tend to, when you're on stage, or you, do you tend to get into it and sort of, I don't know, move around quite a bit, or do you relate to the audience?
The last gig we had, we were playing that song at the end. I think I was running around on stage so much I pulled my lead out. Which was fun, I suppose, but...
Easy mistake to make, if it isn't...
I kind of got into it, and I was kind of rolling on the floor a bit as well. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, you need to get one of these wireless guitar things, going on, then you'll be all right.
You don't see him much on acoustics, though, you know?
Well, that's a good point.
I think my job should be to stand still, but...
But, yeah, good point. But I saw a band a few months ago, and they were obviously... They'd obviously just bought the kit, so the microphone was wireless, and also the lead guitar was wireless. So they were into the audience every other song, you know. At one point, one of the guys, the guitarist, was stood on the table next to me at the back of the hall playing. You know, he was getting well giddy with it, you know.
Well, that's it, isn't it? If you want to use it, if you get it. But
definitely, yeah.
It's using it too much as well.
I mean,
do it at the end or something. Go, get on the table at the end.
You
build them up and then go, wow.
Yeah, you didn't normally get Jimi Hendrix setting fire to his guitar on the first song, did you?
Because if he did that, where would he go from there?
It'd be a very short concert, unless he happened to have a pair of spoons on him he could play for the rest of
it. That's clearly the high, isn't it? Yeah. And then it just goes down after that.
Not many of us can set fire to his guitar.
I
don't
think we're doing that anytime soon,
are we? I can't afford to set fire to my guitar.
Not yet. Can't afford to restring it, never mind.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But you never know. Yeah, another few years, once you get well known and you get a few more songs under your belt. You've actually got an LP sort of in the planning stage, haven't you, at the moment?
That's it, yes.
How long's it going to be, do you reckon, before it's released? I'm sorry for calling it an LP. That's a word we used to use in the 60s, by the way, Natalie. It relates to these big black discs you used to get. You'll not know anything about that. But they were made of plastic and you used to have to turn them over. Album. I think that's the better word.
I think... Latest is probably going to be spring. It'll sort of be out. Hopefully, we're aiming maybe January, February's time if we can get our act together and get it all sorted. But it's certainly on its way.
Well, you'll definitely have to come back in again, and once it's done, bring it in, and then we'll be able to play excerpts from the CD as well to promote that. And obviously, once again, tell them where they can contact you guys. I think what we'll do now, we'll have another song. And after that, we'll come back and then we'll talk about how people can contact you or get to know more about yourselves. For those people who just tuned in, you're missing a great show. Next time, don't be late. 4 o'clock on the nail, otherwise we'll be around to sort you out. This is the Local Talent Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and we are live. It's rumoured that there is a podcast system that we've got. However, there's a bit of an issue with it at the moment, so don't rely on the podcasts. If this goes out as a podcast, great. If it doesn't, it's an ongoing issue we've got with some of the equipment we've got down here. But we are trying to resolve it very, very quickly. It may have already been resolved this minute, but I doubt it. So I think the next couple of days of stuff won't be podcastable, I'm afraid. So listen to it live. We have different presenters every week. Nat's is always here because she's the brains behind the operation. So looking at her, that means we're in trouble. No, Nats is the producer, really, and the others of us, we present it on, and well, we basically rotate, don't we? But I seem to have been in the last 3 weeks, so something's gone a bit wrong with the system, I think. So what are you going to play next?
I'm going to play a track which will be on this album. It's called Wake Up and Shape Up.
Right, go for it.
Oh, it is nearly half past 9. childish crown. Clubs, lists with sound. On this joyous feeling gets you
You're listening to Shamble Street, a young up-and-coming band in this area, and this is the Local Talent Show with me, Graham Marshall.
Me, Natalie Beard.
Yep, and that was great, that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yep, really good. Yeah, do you guys play other instruments as well? Are you in other bands, or is this your sole activity musically?
I know it's tampered with like solo stuff.
Yeah.
This is pretty much it, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
We've had a tamper with other bands as well, haven't we, before coming this one?
Yeah.
Ironically, in our band, I'm the worst guitarist.
Yeah.
And I play the guitar.
You're the guitarist.
So our drummer and bass player are both really good as well. So,
so at least if you suddenly keeled over, they could take over halfway through a concert.
Well, I said take over. I'm irreplaceable, really.
Yeah.
Ideally, that's the plan. But there you go.
Well, they always need someone in the band who's not necessarily very talented, but hang on, what you done, Paul? Oh, I don't know, you got Paul Tansley here, pressing buttons and stuff. It all went dead to me there, I don't know where it went out. Yes, it's always handy to have at least one bit of eye candy in the band.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah, whether they've got talent or not.
And look at this guy, it's not going to be him.
I'm not sure what's happening here, but Paul keeps fiddling with stuff and then it keeps going dead. He's always interfering, old Paul Tansley, you know. He just wants to be in limelight. That's why he stands under that light there. Thinks he's on stage. anyway, that's one thing I did forget to do, and that was mention that the first track that we played on the show was Lateral Vision, one of the bands we had in a few weeks ago. I forgot to give them a name check, but that was the first track, if you're wondering who it was. But you guys, Shamble Street, where do you get the name from? Is it a street in Barnsley?
It is, actually.
Yeah, I thought I recognise it, yeah.
We used to practice when we were in the process of forming at DC Studios, which was on Shamble Street.
Yeah.
And we were struggling to come up with a name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
And we're a bit shambolic, we still are.
You
know, it's really sort of little happy pop songs with acoustic guitars and stuff like that. You know, it's
not 21-minute sort of progressive rock numbers then, or anything.
No. So it seemed to fit in that sort of shambolic kind of feel that we were going for at the time as well. So
yeah, fantastic. If people want to contact you or get more information about you, what's the best method?
They can go on Facebook.com and we've got our own page on there
under Shamble Street.
We've got two pages on there.
Oh, yeah.
Two pages on there.
We've got a fan page as well, I think.
Oh, right.
Oh,
you've got a fan, have you? Blimey,
no. I don't know.
It'll
just be like a drummer's mum or something.
Yeah. Younger sister.
Might be worth mentioning as well, we're playing at the venue in Stocksbridge tomorrow night.
Oh, right, yeah. Now, I've not been there yet, but I have heard good reports about the venue. Have you been there before?
Yeah.
We played our very first gig there as well.
All right.
After 2 weeks. Yeah. We had two rehearsals before.
Yeah.
See, for me, living where I live and having to rely on public transport, it's a bit tricky for me to get to that one. But I've been recommended by a number of people to go and check that place
It's a really nice venue. It's probably my favourite to play at. And you know, I've played at O2 Academy and played at Sheffield City Hall as well and stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Tell you what.
So get them down.
Why don't we have one more song, and then we'll finish off quickly by reminding people of your contact details and the name of the band, and then we'll have to move on because we've got another band waiting out there, haven't we?
Nats. Shall I just go unemployed?
Yeah. Right. So, what do you want to do this time then?
This one's just me on this. It's an acoustic track that's going to be on the album as well.
Yeah.
It's called Unemployed.
Right.
Very fitting.
Right. Go for it then.
Okay.
Well done, can you finish up in school? That's out into the world, but you're not gonna move. Working all your days, try to scream the same. Will it all be worth it in the end? Haven't got a job, you're on the zone. Your income's cutting high. While it's just a home, bleeding bread all day, trying to scream and sing. Ben gives me a taxi ride back home. I'm not gonna say that it's easy. I'm not gonna say that it's easy.
Before we go, do you want to remind us again of where people can find your tracks and any gigs and stuff like that?
Okay, well, if you go on to... Do anyone use MySpace anymore? God, we're still on there, right?
Still on MySpace,
right.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/ShambleStreet.
We're like SoundCloud as well.
Are we on SoundCloud/ShambleStreet? We're also on Facebook, which is /ShambleStreet. There's a bit of a pattern going on. And there's...
Last FM as well.
No one goes on the Last FM, Tom.
Just in case.
So that's how you can find us. So there you go.
What about gigs?
Gigs, we've got one last one for this year, which is tomorrow at the venue in Stocksbridge.
Right.
Playing with Sleepwalker and
Rip Off Britain.
Other classic Sheffield bands. So.
Stocksbridge bands.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right, first
well, thanks for coming in, guys, and we'll see you again when your album's out. Cheers.
Nice one.
I'm
castle made of clouds. There sits Wonder Boy sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the mucky muck. What is the secret of your power? Wonder Boy, won't you take me far away from the mucky muck now?
Well, now it's time for me to tell you about young Nasty Man, arch nemesis and rival of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers do you ask? I don't know. How about the power of flight? Do anything for you? That's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets. How about the power to move you?
History of Wonder Boy with young Nasty Man. A secret to be told, a gold chest to be bold, a blasting forth with three-part harmony. Now, Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power? Wonder Boy, won't you take me far away from the monkey muck now?
Wonder Boy and young Nasty Man, they formed a band the likes of which had never been seen. And they call themselves Tenacious D. And that's right,
me, NKG. Well, now, Tenacious D. Come fly with me, fly!
Your board sword. There's the hydra.
Slice his throat
and grab his scroot. You take the high road, I'll take the low. There, the cross. Fill it with your mighty juice.
Fantastic.
Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah.
We, I think Kim's crying.
Yeah. You're listening to the Local Talent Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Natalie Beard.
And me, Alex Bassett.
Right, I'm going to pass you over to Alex for some questions. We're in the studio with Led Tango, so he's going to take over questions for a while.
All right, guys, so can you just introduce yourselves and what instruments you play, please?
I'm Connor, I play guitar.
And I'm David, I'm lead vocals.
And I'm Aidan, I play guitar. Sadly, we don't have a bassist and drummer here because bassist is too busy finding jobs and his drummer's probably straining his hair somewhere.
So laser.
You never get the bassist and drummer in the studio for some strange reason. Maybe
I know, you're just
putting them off or something. So, guys, Led Tango is a bit of a strange name. How did that come about?
Aidan.
Oh, originally this name came about. I went to see a friend's band at a pub in Ecclesfield.
Alright.
I've got what pub they were called. It was a bit grotty and a bit no offence to Ecclesfield or anything. But and then I was looking and then the lights looked all really good and then I looked up at the light and it said LED Tango on it and I was just like, LED Tango, that's a bit. But then I went, oh, Led Tango, that sounds a bit unusual. I didn't think it sounded good. I just thought it sounded unusual.
Unique, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought... And then we got a phone call by by a woman offering his gig, and I originally didn't have a band. So, and she asked for my band's name, so I was like, oh, I need a band name really quick, what shall I say? And sure, that was just stuck in my head, ago. So I just said that name, and it's a year stuck.
Well, that's really lucky then. So, how did you all get together? Do you all know each other from school, or...?
Yeah.
Aidan and Dan met previously at a practice, were you? Good friend of a band met at a practice, then Connor and Aidan have been childhood friends.
All right.
Pulled Jordan in from college, bassist, and then I met these guys.
David and Jordan, both from our music class, so I grabbed them both.
All right.
By chance.
Yeah. Okay, so who are the main influences in your band? I mean, do you have a variety of music, or do you just stick to one genre?
I think all individually we have our own influences, but I think as a band in whole, I like to think we don't really have any, because if we have an influence, then it's obviously been... kind of similar being done before.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all got his influences together, but I think as a band, we kind of try and do his own thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully that comes out, I don't know.
Yeah. So, have you ever been in any previous bands before this? I mean, and has that helped with your experience to make this band work?
Bedroom band, that's all I've had.
He's been a guitar hero band. Saturday nights at Doritos, isn't it? We've all been there, haven't we?
So, have you ever had any really good highlights in your career so
tram
far?
Tramlines, playing main stage, opening up.
Tramlines was definitely our best highlight, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because we went there, we played another bar at the Tramlines Festival, and it was a busy day. Yeah, because we had quite a few gigs in one day, and we didn't think it were possible. But obviously, we tried to make it do.
Got my dad in with taxi service.
Yeah. David's dad's a legend, we all taxes.
We've got to give him a thank you live now, because he texts us everywhere and he's...
We don't want about it, but still.
Mm.
Yeah, and then we came to Leadmill, and we thought we were just going to play the small stage. But when we got there, all this gear was set up on the main stage.
All right.
And Christine Carlisle just came up to us saying, we're going to record all your songs and going to give him your back as a CD.
Wow, that's...
And we were just like, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you'd blown away, wouldn't you? Yeah.
We got there and then realised a person who would organise a gig for us did tell us we need to bring a drum kit.
Mm.
So then again, Super Dad's at rescue, gave him a ring.
But apart from
your drum kit,
that, and that's probably his biggest.
Yeah.
But I think another highlight is obviously Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands, was that with Young Music?
It was.
It was. How did that go for you?
It went pretty well. I think
loved every minute. Or
yeah, we did. Afterwards, we were just like,
yeah, it sounded.
All that noise again.
Just for people listening, he shook his head about from side to side and then stuck his tongue out a bit. So
I done it again.
So people, whenever you ask them what influenced them to get into music, they just say, oh, I like the guitar or whatever. Is there any backstory or anything? Was anyone in your family? Role model for you to get involved?
My dad, he's always been interested in radio stuff like that, done DJing and things like that, and he's a good singer himself, so hearing him and stuff like that, it's a good, sort of passed it down really.
I'm still waiting to hear him sing, I'll be honest.
What, my dad?
No.
We'll get him up at next gig.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
Give him a Spank Sally or something.
So, what's been a big obstacle for you in a band? During your, time in this band?
Rehearsals and recordings, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Probably rehearsals, because it's very hard to get us all together at the same time.
I think we're the group of the most unorganised people ever.
See, within our band, there's three other bands.
Yeah.
What other people are in, Aidan's in another band, we've got drummer in another band, bassist in another band, and it's just all hard because they've all got different rehearsals going on, and then we've got to try and pull them all in at the same time and sort stuff out.
But when we actually are together, that's when it happens, and then we can realise, this is why we do it.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to moments like gig wise.
There's always something going after, we're always late or something.
Yeah. Something always happens which puts us behind.
Like for Battle of Bands, we hadn't been together for a band for a few months.
Yeah.
And then as we all came to as a band, we were a bit nervous because we hadn't really rehearsed properly. But when it actually comes to it, it's now we can rehearse properly and we could be even better than what we actually are now.
Mm. Well,
we're a good eye opener.
Yeah, good eye opener.
I bet. Natalie, do you have any questions for the guys?
Yeah, so where are we going? Where are you going to take it from here, lads? What do you see yourself doing in the future?
I think for the beginning of next year, we're going to get his heads down and do some more songwriting and more recording.
Because see, we say recording, I'll wait for that. We say recording every single time.
We do.
Every time anyone asks us, we always say recording. We haven't done a note yet.
Hey, we're songwriting phrase now. I'm speaking to Martha, dear. No, but yeah, we will record. It's just all Christmas time and all that now, obviously.
I've been getting some recording done today. Anyway, so hopefully
we'll not tell them about it.
All right. So for the listeners out there, do you have any Facebook, YouTube, Twitter?
We do. We have his own YouTube channel. We've got his own Facebook account. We don't really have Twitter because I don't know how to use it, and I'm guessing these guys.
I was actually thinking
just this morning, like, we need to make a Twitter account, or actually thinking about doing it, but I'm not that. I don't really use Twitter.
We'll wait till a few more people care first.
Yeah. But as far as you can, if you actually type in Lead Tango now, we actually are the first ones to pop up, apart from Disco Lies.
Right.
So we're actually up there now.
Type in Lead Tango Sheffield or Lead Tango Band in Google, and you'll get all the information you need.
It seems like after Battle of Bands, people are actually asking for our music, and our search results have actually gone up, which is alright.
Alright.
I'm not complaining about that.
A lot better exposure, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright then, shall we have a bit of a break and put a track on the CD?
Actually, there's a few more things I want to ask while we're still here.
Alright then.
Do you think it's hard for bands that are unsigned to actually get exposure and things like that then?
We were just discussing this outside.
Personally, I think it is. I think it's harder to get exposure when you're unsigned. But
it's not as hard as I thought. Like, I think it's hard, but if you work at it and like if you just try, I think you can get it.
If you get your head down and sort it out, then I think it'll sort itself out. But I think it's a lot harder to make a living out of it.
Yeah.
It would be a lot harder to make a living out of it than just get exposure. But it's two different things.
I think it's very hard to get that one chance to prove what you're actually about. I mean,
yeah, it's all like a big break.
Like, you can work for like years and years just to get one chance, and that's really all you need in this kind of industry, I think. Because as soon as you get that one chance, you can either be really good or you can just flop, and then nobody will really take an interest.
Do you think it helps to have like other people involved in helping out and getting you, promoting you and getting stuff out there?
It depends what they do, because some can like mean good, but actually not really do it in the long haul.
Yeah.
Right,
it's winter time, it's really cold.
Well, answer the questions. You can't just cough to yourself.
Come on,
Connor.
Right.
They're asking us questions whilst we're answering.
Sorry, what were it again?
Yeah,
I couldn't hear David before I started
choking. Oh, sorry.
I suppose, do you think it helps about other people getting involved with actually helping band out, or do you prefer to do that sort of thing yourself?
A bit of both, I think. I like it when his friends kind of seem to help out. They do alright. But there are other things we need to do ourselves.
Yeah, it's nice to get your mates involved with it. Like, if they know other people are in bands or they know people in industry and stuff like that, they can always help you out. But it's nice to do it on your own and all, because you get a bit more sense
it's
of accomplishment.
It's definitely good when they help us out with carrying equipment about.
Yeah.
That's something that I'm not too keen on doing. So I've got one of my friends. He's quite strong, so he's always lifting up stuff about.
No, we'll accept helping off anybody. Yeah. We don't want anybody to take Mick, really.
Yeah.
Like, we'll play any gig, really, but as soon as it has to be something for both of us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So how many gigs a month on average do you do?
Well,
we have this weird thing where we'll have a dry spell for like 3 months, and then we'll end up having about like 4 or 5 gigs in like in a month, in space for a month, and then we'll have a dry spell again for some reason.
That's the thing, I'd rather us do that instead of like gigging every other week or every week, because then we'll just
people get bored of coming and stuff, and they'd like lose, they won't have enough money.
We'd rather have like a main gig, a good venue,
yeah,
and then everybody can come to that, and everybody, instead of like having little odd ones here and there where everybody can come, everybody not coming and then just like come, oh, we'll come to that one instead of that one.
Yeah.
But if you have one like main one, everybody can push themselves to that one.
So you'd rather have that than just have it every night, like most bands dream of, just like being occupied all the time.
Yeah, I mean, if we were doing it as a living, I'd love to do it every single night.
But we haven't got.
I mean, with being at college and stuff like that, it's like you're getting a lot of coursework and you're getting a lot of, like, you got a lot of other stuff to do. I mean, we people have got jobs and all, so it's just.
It's a different story, that, as well, in its own.
So have you got any upcoming gigs at the moment, or any planned?
Oh, the thing we've got, which we've been planning, is recording now.
Ended a couple more battle
of we've entered a few more, couple of competitions, but we're going to get a sender on Wii. And then we'll just see what comes from there.
So where do you record at? Do you use your own
college? We do. We try to get the best of what we got, because we don't have a lot of money.
Yeah. See, for some reason we all had this same idea where we all wanted to build them in our house.
Oh, yeah.
And that just went belly up.
Can't be that DIY sound.
Yeah. I mean, it's alright for writing stuff down and everything, but like, at the minute we've done some stuff at college.
I mean, there's bands that can like get good recording for the money they have, but when you don't really have a lot of money, you need to get the best recording you can for what you've got.
Yeah. Plus, I always think it's better to get, like, have a better live sound than you are in your recordings. I mean, our recordings, they're alright, but I always feel like we do sound better live, and I prefer that, to be honest.
It's true of a lot of bands out there, isn't it? You know, and you hear that some of the CDs that some bands bring out, even, you know, top well-known bands, the CDs are dry. I think that's the best way of describing them. Yeah. And you go and see them live, and they just blow you away. You know, some of the bands I've seen have been totally surprised when I've seen them live. I've been disappointed, being sent the CD to review them, you know. So, yeah, but it's, I think the live experience is where it's at, though, isn't it? That's what keeps your fans. That's what brings your fans.
You can see it as well.
Yeah.
It's all about these other aspects. So it's not just music when you go and see them. It's all about performance and.
Oh yeah, I mean that event last Friday was fantastic. You know, and watching, getting up close at the front, watching the bands and watching the crowd. I mean, there were about three young laddos at the front. Looked about 12. They're banging like crazy, you know. They're really into it. I'm thinking, if you could bottle that, you'd earn a fortune, you really would. You don't get that at the sort of concerts I tend to go to, you know. Go and see Yes. And there's all blokes like me sat in the audience just clapping, you know, politely at the end of each song. Bravo. Rather good guitar playing there, Steve. Yeah. It's not really the same, you know.
I enjoyed. One of them little kids came up to us while we were checking as well. Yeah. And they were like, they asked, are we going to play one of his songs? What we play? And I was just like,
big cheesy smile on his face.
Like, Jesus, smile. I was just like, actually, people are asking us to play that. I'm like, no. Yeah,
there's a picture of him on our Facebook page holding like one of the signs, like little makeshift sign.
Yeah, we chucked the sign out to the crowd and they got it and took a picture
of it. I like it, that's good.
Thing is, he chucked it and it hit somebody in the head and I felt absolutely awful.
I didn't know.
Because he threw it and it hit somebody in the head and I felt really bad.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll, isn't it? Someone who thankfully went to TV set us. Anyway, we're going to have to do this competition, aren't we, I'm afraid?
Yeah, I think we should get banned to read a question, actually, if you've actually got a question.
I've got a question, but I'm going to have to read it out to tell them what it is, aren't I? So it's a bit complicated, this. But basically, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Acoustic Angels and Boy and the Dolphin. It's John Riley as well, isn't it? It's John Riley's project, really. And it's the first time he's doing all three acts, if you like, one after the other, at the City Hall in Sheffield. On there it tells you the date. I forgot what date it is now, because I can't read very well. So
this is the 15th of December.
15th of December. If you want a pair of tickets to see to that gig, and it's going to be a great night, you only have to answer this simple question. The first person that rings in with the correct answer will get a pair of tickets. That's a pregnant pause there for you lot to all cheer and go, wow, that is amazing.
Tickets!
We sat there like dropping off to sleep. Yeah, and the question we're going to have to ask is going to be a really difficult one, to make it a legally binding quiz, and that is, it's three possible options. John Riley is in two main bands, if you like to call them that. One is Boy on a Dolphin, the other is A, the Acoustic Angels, B, the Acoustic Devils, or C, the Acoustic Warlocks.
Ooh,
it's a difficult one, isn't it? So that's A, the Acoustic Angels, B, the Acoustic, whatever I said, the Acoustic Devils, that was it, and C, the Acoustic Warlocks. Now, if you ring Sheffield Live now, someone will take, and if you're the first person that rings in with the correct answer, you'll get these tickets. And what is the phone number, Natalie? It is written down on the wall up there somewhere.
It's
0114-281-4082. So do it again.
0114-281-4082.
4082. So get ringing in for a pair of tickets to see John Riley's bands all in one go.
I've got to say, that is going to be an amazing night, because I was supposed to be playing that as well.
Really? Yeah. That is going to be a great night. So get ringing in, guys, and I'll go and man the phones now and leave you guys to it. Cheers.
Surprise you weren't ringing
in. I know.
Surprise you're on phone now.
Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, if you want to nip outside, I'm going So we've got about 4 minutes left, so before we go, do you want to plug yourselves again? Plug any upcoming...
We will just get you to play as a track, but Numpty Aiden has decided to make the CD wrong, so he can't play any of our tracks, but they're all available on Facebook and MySpace if you just search Led Tango.
Are you releasing any of the tracks at all?
We might do in the future, but I don't think we'll release them as a single. We'll release them all together as like an EP or an LP or something like that.
Yeah.
But we might do. We never know what it brings along.
Yeah. What's your links to Facebook on that again?
Facebook is facebook.com/ledtango. It's as easy as that. And so is YouTube, youtube.com/ledtango.
Wow, that's great.
Am I right? Is that right?
Yeah. I ain't got a clue.
Singer never has a clue. He just turns up and sings.
If you just search Led Tango Band or Led Tango Sheffield into Google, it should come up with MySpace and Facebook.
Is Dean echoing you, David? I'm sure you said that.
Reminds
again. It's about 4 minutes ago, Phil's.
Oh, alright, yeah, go.
How is Led Tango spelled?
LED. Tango.
Yep.
Like the dance and the light.
Right, thanks for coming in, lads.
No worries.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I like the drink and the metal.